answer to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Got a sight of no light. Take a letter, hurry up. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Got a hand in line. Oh, take a letter, hurry up. Oh, address it to my wife.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump spoke out today about the shouting match with Ukraine's president last week. Stacey Lynn reports.
When asked what Ukrainian President Zelensky needs to do to restart negotiations.
Well, I just think he should be more appreciative.
And he said the minerals deal isn't off the table.
Look, it's a great deal for us.
And when he was asked if his foreign policy vision is in line with Russia's.
It takes two to tango, and you're going to have to make a deal with Russia, and you're going to have to make a deal with Ukraine.
The president also talked tariffs and says the 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico will go into place tomorrow.
Reporter Jason Brooks on those tariffs.
U.S. automakers will feel a big pinch with the Detroit 3 not only assembling vehicles in Canada and Mexico, but also sourcing many key components from those countries. Mexico is a large provider of transportation equipment, machinery, and produce to the U.S.
Protesters were outside the NOAA headquarters building in Maryland today, angry about the cuts to the agency. WTOP's Mike Murillo reports.
Hands off our NOAA!
Holding signs such as "We love NOAA" and "End NOAA layoffs," a large crowd gathered outside of the headquarters. Among those here, climate scientist Tom DiLiberto.
Working at NOAA was my dream.
He was let go last week, 14 days before his probationary period was over.
Some of the best were fired.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen told the crowd, from food safety to weather warnings, these cuts will have big impacts.
And without NOAA, bad things will happen to the American people.
Mike Murillo for CBS News, Silver Spring, Maryland.
An acting assistant administrator for USAID has been placed on leave after writing a memo about the cutbacks there. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
The memo itself is one of the more specific timelines we've seen of how DOGE and Secretary Rubio have impacted USAID. At one point, they mentioned how the payment systems were turned off by DOGE.
The Pope suffered breathing problems again today. Seth Doan has been monitoring in Rome.
Two bronchoscopies were performed. That's when a flexible probe is inserted into the lungs to examine them, and he had to be aspirated in order to do that. The Pope was then administered oxygen, we understand, through a face mask.
WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports that a Chicago man entered a surprise plea as his trial was beginning for a shooting that killed seven people during a 2022 July 4th parade.
In front of survivors of the parade shooting and relatives of the seven people killed, Robert Cremo III made the shocking decision to change his plea. The 24-year-old has pleaded guilty to all 69 counts.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A major restoration effort is moving forward in Kenosha County. The Pike River South Branch project is finally moving ahead, backed by newly secured grants and funding sources. The project, which has been in the planning stages for decades, will rehab about 200 acres of wetland from County K to County S. The Racine Raiders are returning to the airwaves. A renewed partnership has been announced between WRJN and the legendary semi-pro team. It starts with a season opener against the Midwest Warriors on May 3rd. The game will be broadcast live from Horlick Field. The collaboration marks the revival of a long-standing Racine tradition. Multiple Racine County fire departments were called to an out-of-control grass fire in Tishigan yesterday. It was near the Waukesha County line. The fire reportedly threatened a nearby barn. Crews from Raymond, Waterford, and Rochester were among those called in to assist. Consider it an itemized bill. The Racine County Eye has a story today about where your City of Racine tax money goes. See a breakdown and go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. Oak Creek police are searching for a missing 13-year-old girl. Lillian Asala went missing Saturday. She was last seen wearing a black winter coat and blue and white Nikes. An image of the girl is on the Oak Creek PD's social media pages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin with a loss at Michigan State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers losing to the Spartans 71-62. Both teams struggled at times with their shooting. What made the difference? Head coach Greg Gard.
Untimely turnovers. I thought we had a one-point game with about 5-6 minutes to go. We turned the ball over twice in a row coming in transition. And those are the things, the ones you can't give them a mulligan right back. After we had got them to miss, we got them to miss a free throw. And then some offensive rebounding.
The Badgers play Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette has a new women's volleyball head coach. Tom Madosa spent the last 7 years at South Carolina. He replaces Ryan Thies, who was hired away by Florida at the NFL scouting combine. Badgers left tackle Jack Nelson from Stoughton, Wisconsin, talked about his dad, Todd, who played for the Badgers, and his younger brother, Barrett, also now on the team.
I mean, it means the world to me. You know, I got a younger brother there right now playing O-line. Got to play a few years with him. You know, kind of put that on your back and be the one to put on for your city, for your family like that.
That's the Badgers' Jack Nelson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. It's the calm before the storm. Clouds increasing and spotty sprinkles possible. High temperatures still tap the upper 40s and tonight stay above freezing. Scattered showers expected tomorrow morning. Rain really ramps up by tomorrow evening. Then it flips to snow on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 42. WRJN.
City, it's Jan and Dean on WRJN. Jan and Dean, of course, sound an awful lot like the Beach Boys. In fact, Brian Wilson helped write that song. The Beach Boys first met Jan and Dean in the summer of 1962. Both groups were playing the same sock hop.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco. Had nothing to live for and look like nothing.
gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running down.
When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And we want to say congratulations to these folks: Margie Vasquez, Jay Holland, Phil Wendling, and Orlando Cartagena. What do they have in common? They each won tickets from Don Rosen to see Gabriel Iglesias. The comedian is going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair in August. And you can listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show for your chance to win all sorts of great stuff on WRJN.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Cry in vain and let me be alone again.
Cascades, Rhythm of the Rain on WRJN. Could have a little rain over the next couple of days. We'll keep you up to date on the forecast coming up on WRJN. Well, the Happy Together Tour is coming to the Wisconsin State Fair in August. The bill includes the Cowsills, Gary Puckett at the Union Gap, the Vogues, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Jay and the Americans, and of course, the Turtles. Here are the Turtles and Eleanor on WRJN.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Temptations, Ain't Too Proud to Beg on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. He's got recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks and on-site reporting with the Packers. He's on every hour weekdays. And check out the entire sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A major restoration effort is moving forward in Kenosha County. The Pike River South Branch project is finally moving ahead, backed by newly secured grants and funding sources. The project, which has been in the planning stages for decades, will rehab about 200 acres of wetland from County K to County S. In a statement, County Executive Samantha Kirkman says the initiative will create an ecological gem in the heart of the city. Consider it an itemized bill. The Racine County Eye has a story today about where your City of Racine tax money goes. See a breakdown and go deeper at racinecountyeye.com. You'll save almost a dime by filling up in Racine County instead of Kenosha County today. Statewide, it's a little different. Melissa Kay has more about the going rate for gas.
Average gas prices fell 5.1 cents in the last week for an average of 2.80 today. This is 7 cents lower than a month ago and over 45 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say forecasting fuel prices remains challenging as geopolitical tensions intensify. OPEC has signaled its intent to stabilize the market. However, policy decisions from the White House could introduce further uncertainty. Regardless, nearly every year sees a seasonal spring increase, pushing prices higher ahead of summer.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with a little light rain tonight and lows close to 40. And more rain on and off for tomorrow. High temperatures into the upper 40s. Rain changing to some snow on Wednesday. Highs in the mid-40s by midday. Then falling temps and windy. It's 42 right now.
Somebody follow.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with Three Dog Night and Joy to the World. I'm Kurt Vollman. I saw this on Facebook recently. It asked, if you had to name your pet after the last thing you ate, what would it be? My pet's name would be Chicken and Waffles.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
Sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, I saw.
Play it now, play it now, my baby. Crack and rolls and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, cause we got all night. Set the world.
Neil Diamond and Cracklin' Rosie on WRJN. Thank you so much for listening to local news and timeless hits here. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us.
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day.
'cause she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 yeah. She's a lady.
Mr. Tom Jones, She's a Lady on WRJN. Be sure to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning. He's got Kelly Cruz on with him. She's the executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. Talks about upcoming Downtown Racine events and everything that's on the calendar. So check out the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning on WRJN. WRJN has been providing local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Could see a little rain tonight, a low of 38. Tomorrow, a little rain, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, and a high of 48. Loves you more than you will know.
Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Cuckoo, cuckoo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto. his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born. And his mama cries.
Everybody loves a mom, so why don't you? This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump says there is no room left for Mexico or Canada, and tariffs of up to 25% will go into effect tomorrow.
It's a very powerful weapon that politicians haven't used because they were either dishonest, stupid, or paid off in some other form. And now we're using them.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
I think that investors, or at least the twitchy short-term investors, thought there might be a deal that happened at the very last minute. But you know what? This is not surprising. This is what has been forecast.
The Dow finished nearly 650 points lower. The president also addressed last Friday's shouting match in the Oval Office with Ukraine's president.
I believe that Russia wants to make a deal. I believe certainly the people of Ukraine want to make a deal. They've suffered more than anybody else.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
President Trump wants to be the deal maker here. He truly believes that he is the only person who can get Vladimir Putin to the negotiating table to try to hammer out some kind of peace. They think that the Trump-Putin relationship, whatever you make of it, puts Trump in